Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ooh, boy.
Does it.
It's Tuesday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. It's actually a reaction Tuesday, and boy, will we be reacting to what was, I mean, what is the descriptive word that we use here, John Lopez? You're the word, man. Like, what is the descriptor that you use when you're talking about this super late Monday night game in which the Texans lose 27-19, a score that just does not feel like it tells the story of this game, fall to 2-4. Embarrassing is clearly a word that you would throw in there.
Mm-hmm.
What other words would you throw in here?
Well, three words immediately jumped
into mind as soon as you asked that question. Number one was regression. Number two was hot, because I'm hot.
Okay.
Because I am just hot. And number three was waste. You're wasting a potentially generational defense. You're wasting it.
Whew, okay.
Flat out, you're wasting it. If you can't win that game last night with the defense putting together maybe its best, all things considered, overall performance of the season, that's a waste. You're wasting this season, Texans. We got 4 hours to talk, and like I said, I'm hot, and I'm frustrated, and I think there are so many levels to this. But let's just put it where it is. This was a let's go back to what we thought this season would be, you know, with the offense and the new offensive coordinator who went to John Carroll, by the way, and the new pass game coordinator who went to John Carroll, by the way, and of course the director of pro scouting and all the players that they were bringing in. By the way, he went to John Carroll, and the
pretty
offense
good school, huh?
And the general manager making all these decisions, who, by the way, went to John Carroll University. You are wasting it. Let's go back to what we thought this team would be. It's a waste with this generational defense. With this generational defense, four turnovers, Reggie. Three turnover margin, over the Seattle Seahawks. You scored a touchdown defensively. You stopped everything they were doing.
That was the touchdown
that
you scored.
That was the only touchdown you scored. The word of the day is waste. You're wasting this season because of decisions made by the institution. That institution's name is Nick Caserio. By the way, went to John Carroll University and Patriots.
Tell me how you really feel. Do you want to get into that portion of this?
No.
Honestly, no.
Yeah, that's your. Hey, we might as well get into it now, man. Like, that's your main takeaway, I can tell.
All right, you're in the loop.
No, we can go talk about the takeaways of the game. We'll do that later, maybe.
Nah, let's talk about Nick Caserio right now.
Get involved with the program. 713-572.
I told you I was hot. Sorry. I told you I was hot.
It just came spewing out of you.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, all right, how do we describe this game?
This brother over here naming scouts.
And I'll set it up. he's gone into the masthead of what the
organization
is. Not just
scouts, director of pro scouting. You know how you find guys like Cam Robinson and Trent Brown and Christian Kirk and Lakin Tomlinson and just go down the list. That's the director of pro scouting, who went to John Carroll University, by the way, and has a Patriots background. Not just a scout, the director of pro scouting.
You really, this is heavy on your heart.
Because you're telling me
Nick Caserio got to go.
No, I'm telling you, Nick Caserio is the problem. All right? Nick Caserio is the one. If you have to go down to one thing, he's the problem. Because you're telling me, with a quarterback like C.J. Stroud, by all accounts, a franchise quarterback, a defense that is already was playing good in D'Amico's first year, you know, was playing very good and became very, very good last year. You're telling me for a team like that in the NFL that has solid ownership and everything else, that when you're making changes on the offense, you need a new offensive line coach, right? Well, let's get the guy that was an assistant, who was a Patriots guy, by the way. Let's get the guy who was an assistant to the guy we fired, all right? Let's get him. You got to get an offensive coordinator. Hey, you know what? Nick Caley was a student assistant at John Carroll University. He was a student assistant at John Carroll University, and he coached it at New England. Let's name that guy. Yeah, but he's never called a play in his life. That's all right. That's cool. Let's do that. Oh, we need some veterans to bring in. You know, we lost Diggs. We need some help on the offensive line. Moved on from Laremy Tunsil. Let's ask our director of pro scouting about some of these guys we can bring in. Hey, how do you like the offensive line? They're scrappy. Come on, man. Nick Caserio is the problem. He's the problem.
You know what's sick? I mean, you're not wrong. Like, there's clearly institutional issues that showed up in a big way in this game, right? Nick Caserio is the top of the institution. That's how these things roll, right? Like, the whole the buck stops here, that absolutely is there. He ain't the only one. Like, there was all the way around. Yesterday, we called this the test of the season.
Yeah.
And when it came down to the test of the season, first and foremost, very bad performance. But it wasn't just not knowing the material. They also don't have test-taking skills, right? Like, they didn't even come with the, when I don't know, I answer C. Yeah. Or, well, let me mark off some of the answers off of the test that I know are wrong, yeah. Right? And the reason I can say that, again, 713-572-4610, a way to get involved with the program, let us know your frustrations, is apparently that's how we're just going to do this. The way that I know that they don't even have the test-taking skills that were necessary in this very clear fail, mm-hmm. in the past fail of the test, why are you going back to things that we know don't work?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And you.
Why? And are we going back to things that don't work?
Yeah.
All right. So, because I'm just frustration. What are your frustrations? 713-572-4610. Because there's a ton of frustrations in Texans land. So let's just kind of have a therapy session of sorts and get it all out on the table. And that's what I think this 4 hours will be to some degree. The first thing that made me go, huh, was, hey, man. Why in the actual bleep is there a left guard rotation series to series?
Lakin Tomlinson.
It literally was Lakin Tomlinson, who wears 75, gets the odd numbered series. Juice Scruggs, who wears 70, gets the even number series.
I hope that's true.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I know it's true.
I hope that's true.
I know it's true because I was watching it as the
that
the
would
first
be
season.
Awesome.
I was watching
odds
it.
And evens. Six,
no, no.
7. We can do the 6-7 thing.
Quite literally.
6-7.
Yeah, yeah.
Quite literally. I was watching it as it was happening in the first few series, and then I was using it as my backdrop when I was like, wait, which series
that's
is this?
So awesome.
Oh, yeah,
that
no.
That's
Juice
true.
Scruggs is in there. Boom, there he is.
That's like, so awesome.
How in the actual hell?
Did Juice not win the job?
Apparently not.
Man.
Yeah.
Like, how does that happen?
But wait, there's more. You know, you were talking about they ran out of plays, right? What was their passing game for a whole series there? Throw it deep this way. Throw it deep that way. Cross your fingers. Throw it deep this way. If only we had, you know, a pass game coordinator. Oh, yeah, they hired Jerry Saplinski this year. He's a John Carroll guy, by the way, and a Patriots guy. He's got the double whammy working. How about this? Jalen Noel, we might need to get him some more touches.
I was going to get there because let's start
Braxton Berrios, who was drafted by the Patriots, by the way, and seems to be, I don't know, a New England type guy. I'll put it that way. A New England type guy. Let's start him. Oh, you know what? Let's go ahead and let him return punts, too.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on?
Going to the changes that they've gone back to, right, mm-hmm. in this game. Before I even move off of the offensive line,
yeah.
when you had Laker Tomlinson in, it was very clear that they were just going to run behind him. In fact, your inability to pick up a fourth down there later in the game, you run two plays immediately behind Laker Tomlinson where you get absolutely no push. In fact, speaking of mm-hmm. things that you know don't work, they started off early in this game running where? Right into the teeth of that defensive line, right in the middle, and they got no push. How about going back in this way when it comes to things that you know don't work? All of a sudden, Braxton Berrios the returner again?
He's a New England type guy. I don't know. It just strikes me that way.
Maybe that was his job before he got hurt.
Oh, yeah. He was drafted by New England.
He's been a healthy and active.
Yeah.
Right. You started putting Jalen Noel mm-hmm. in the game, giving him some opportunity. And then all of a sudden, Jalen Noel don't get no burn. Like, how does that work?
So back to the first point, why I'm mentioning these things, because it is an institutional problem, and the institution is Nick Caserio. You're telling me of all the resumes and recommendations that you received to fix this offense, Reggie. We got to fix this offense. We got a franchise quarterback. We got a hell of a defense. We got to fix this offense. You're telling me of all the stacks and stacks of resumes and recommendations that you got. John Carroll, John Carroll, John Carroll, John Carroll. Patriots, 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 Patriots. Berrios, Cam Robinson, Trent Brown, Laken Tomlinson. You're telling me that they just happen to be the best options?
Hey, it worked in New England.
Yeah, yeah. You're telling me that this was just a coinky dink? That D'Amico Ryans, I hired him? You're telling me D'Amico Ryans hired Nick Kelly? That's what you're trying to tell me.
I mean, he wants to take the heat for it, and so he can get the heat. The whole organization gets the heat for this, though, because,
yeah.
I mean, if you hire Nick Kelly, whether it's Casario's input, whether it's D'Amico Ryans' hire, it's clear that, like, this he's out of his depths. I think we can get into that in a deeper level. But if you're going to do that, right, and if you know that you want to play complimentary football, you want to be able to run the football, you got to have talent, mm-hmm. man. You got to be able to get push on the offensive line. And admittedly, this is one of the tougher teams to go up and try and get push on. But you've either got to know that, like know your personnel and operate accordingly.
Yeah.
Or you've got to know that if you're going to be this stubborn in the way that you want to handle this, and on the front end, make sure that your talent is capable of handling this. And they, in fact, Nick Caserio chuckled when, you know, the implication that maybe, just maybe, they did not acquire a good enough talent, or they did not go about, assembling this offensive line in mm-hmm. the right way in the offseason. And the point has been proven that unless you're playing against bad teams who are beaten, bruised, or just not competent,
mm-hmm.
this offensive line is not sufficient for what you're trying to do.
Well, let's go through all of them. Let's go through the three biggest issues of – let's just talk about last night's game and where the real issues stem from. Absolutely, horrifically bad, embarrassing play calling. That was about as bad – a called game offensively as you have ever seen, as I have ever seen. That was the we can go into the details, and we will as the show progresses with the fourth downs and the runs and the throwing the ball down deep. And, Dalton Schultz has caught a couple. Let's just keep throwing it to him, which, by the way, that worked. But absolutely embarrassing play calling. Who's the offensive coordinator? Nick Caley. John Carroll guy, by the way, also has some New England ties. Horrible offensive line. Can we agree on that? It's a horrible offensive line.
I think we got the word on the offensive line.
You know what one of the funny things is, though, statistically speaking? When you look at this week 7 and pressure on – now, of course, C.J. Stroud ended up throwing – or like dropping back like 49 times in this game, which never is what you want to do. I mean, regardless in this modern NFL. He was pressured in like the 20s.
Yeah.
He wasn't near the most highly pressured, but the types of pressures were grueling. Their types of pressures absolutely blew up plays. And C.J. Stroud's like just happy feet and seemingly like his just clock was just way, way early. All of those things put you in a place where you couldn't execute football.
Yeah. So absolutely embarrassing play calling. Nick Caley, that points to Nick Caserio. Horrible offensive line. Cole Popovich, Patriots guy, assistant. That points to Nick Caserio. Now let's talk about the perplexing personnel decisions that we've talked about here, whether it's Berrios or Cam Robinson or Lakin or whomever, you know? That points directly to Nick Caserio. I mean, this is he's blinded by, I don't know if it's loyalty, professional nepotism, whatever it is. This is not solely a Nick Caley and Cole Popovich and Lakin Tomlinson and go down the list, you know, Jerry Sapolsky they are symptoms of the bigger problem. The bigger problem is what Nick Caserio did to make this offense and fix this offense, which clearly he has not.
Yeah, I mean, this is a patent failure. You went from a team in 2023 that had, you know, that jumped out early, jumped out well beyond, I think, expectations early on for this team, and you go, oh, there's something here. 2024, you go and you get aggressive. You go and acquire free agents. You go and look at this team and say, hey, we're going to try and take that next step up. And in some ways, you are, but obviously the offense clearly was not good enough. And this was a inflection point of a season, and this game was the inflection point of that inflection point. And the big takeaway from that was you made poor decisions. You didn't make enough of the good decisions that you did make. And ultimately, you were not on the same play. Like, on that same field, those teams were not on the same level.
Yeah.
In many different ways. Obviously, you could talk about talent. I think discipline comes up. Let's talk about that at some point because, look, there's smoke that goes all the way around for this team. And then you got outcoached. And a lot of that comes back to the buck stopping at the general manager who has charge of the direction of this team. And D'Amico Ryans will get his as well, because I think that there's questions to be asked about where D'Amico Ryans is as a game manager and as a coach. Because a lot of the things that we credit to coaches looked really, really poor on this Monday night.
They didn't look prepared.
No.
They looked like they were still on the bye week.
Figure they had 15 days. And then they put Dari Ogunbowale back there for pass protection.
Yeah, that's what I was saying when I talked about the things that we know that don't work. Hey,
let's go back to week one,
Dari, third down back, was back in action in this game.
The rotating guards. They had 15 days. You bring back Dari Ogunbowale. You're still rotating guards. You have Braxton Berrios for God knows what reason. Drafted by the Patriots, by the way. And seems to be a New England type guy anyway. You had that. 15 days. Offense, same. Offensive line, same.
John, we got 4 hours. We can get back to that. If you want to get to the Caserio personnel thing also.
Yeah.
Hey, where was Nick Chubb after a while? And to be fair, I don't know if this was particularly the great game for his type of skill set. However, I think that points back to assuming that this organization knew that the Joe Mixon thing was going to go as it would, which honestly, it felt like they did. Nick Chubb, Woody Marks was basically what they put together for this running back room. And you see how Woody Marks was out there struggling by his lonesome to try and get this done. And it just, there was not going to be enough support there for that to happen. There's a lot. There's a lot of frustration, rightfully so, with this Texas team as they lose what was ostensibly a one-score game, but did not feel like that. And as far as tests go, that's definitely a fail, Bubba. Definitely a fail on this Monday. 2-4 are the Houston Texans well behind the AFC leading Indianapolis Colts, and it's getting late early, man. It's getting late early.
Come on, guys. It's just week seven.
Just week seven, huh, Fig? From the 832, hey, guys, can we talk about the Rockets? With pleasure. Today is also, in addition to being a Reaction Tuesday, it's opening day for basketball and particularly for your Houston Rockets. What are you looking forward to? What are you interested in this opening matchup with the Oklahoma City Thunder? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about a team that has hope. Next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.